The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is Bowen Yang.
And Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers.
And Bowen Yang.
JBL wireless earbuds are for those who are the first to try something unique.
The first wireless earbuds on the market with a touchscreen case, which allows you to control your audio without reaching for your phone. They also have a touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control.
I love being able to touch my buds and control the volume.
With a built-in wireless transmitter that lets you plug and play with any device you want, JBL wireless earbuds connects you to all your favorite music, movies, and games.
The wireless transmitter also allows for JBL superior spatial sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
They've got a next-gen smart charging case for a seamless listening experience. Leave your phone in your pocket. The smart charging case has all the features you need to fully control and customize your listening experience and the earbud settings in multiple languages right from the case.
Use the smart charging case to see what song is playing or who's calling you, or personalize the tactile screen with your favorite photo.
Check the dynamic lock screen to get info on battery life status, time, messages, etc.
JBL wireless earbuds. Grab a pair at jbl.com.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Here's the part nobody wants to say out loud. Jesse Butler might actually get away with this. And as it appears right now, you know, he's got his slap on the wrist. He's got to be good until he's 19. But could there possibly be avenues that could still lock his ass away? Possibly. Let's talk about this for a moment. How might he be getting away with this? Well, it's not because the law doesn't exist to stop him. It's not because the evidence isn't there, but because the window is closing. And right now, the only thing standing between an 18-year-old who pled no contest to 10 rape-related charges and a completely sealed record is a motion filed by a victim's attorney in about 8 months on a calendar. So let me explain where this case actually stands, because the new reporting reveals something important. There are paths legal mechanisms that could still put Jesse Butler in prison, but none of them are guaranteed. And most of them require the system to do something it has spectacularly failed to do so far. Function. So, here's the landscape. And as we go through this, please press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage of this, wherever you may be listening to us or watching it, whether it be YouTube, whether it be on Apple Podcasts. Thank you in advance for that. And leave us your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube, please. So the biggest development is the motion filed by attorney Rachel Bousset, who represents one of Butler's victims. She's arguing that the client's constitutional rights under Marcy's Law were violated when this plea deal was struck. And when you hear the details, it's hard to argue otherwise. According to Bousset, the family learned the final terms of the plea. No contest, no incarceration. In a room, minutes before walking into court. Minutes! That's not consultation. That's ambush. Marcy's Law was passed in Oklahoma in 2018, specifically to give victims the right to be heard, to be consulted, to have meaningful participation in the process. What Bousset describes is not participation. It's notification after the fact, dressed up as inclusion. And according to Bousset, it gets worse. She alleges the DA told both families something remarkable, that including them in discussions about the case was, quote, sometimes the mistake. The DA's office has not directly addressed this specific allegation in their public statements, but if accurate, let that sit for a second. The person whose job is to represent the interests of the state and, by extension, the victims, apparently viewed victim involvement as an inconvenience, a complication, a mistake, allegedly. The motion seeks a corrective hearing, potentially resentencing, potentially throwing out the plea deal entirely. There's a preliminary hearing set for February 3rd of 2026. That's the first real test of whether Marcy's Law has any teeth in Oklahoma, or whether it's just a piece of paper that makes voters feel good. But here's where it gets legally interesting, and this part hasn't gotten nearly enough attention yet. Bousset raised a statutory argument in her interview that could blow this whole thing open. Oklahoma statute 10A-2-5-205. I know, I knew it by heart too. It lays out how youthful offender cases work. There are different subsections for different crimes. Subsection A and B deal with murder. They have specific provisions for how a case can move between adult and youthful offender status. Subsection D deals with this, SA. And according to Bousset, when you actually read the statute, SA doesn't have the same pathway. Her argument is that when the DA filed these charges as adult charges, the law may not actually allow for reverse certification back to youthful offender status. If that interpretation holds, and it's untested in Oklahoma, the entire youthful offender designation could be legally invalid, not just improper, invalid. That would mean the original adult charges would stand, and we'd be looking at a very different sentencing conversation. Now, I'm not a lawyer, and neither are most of you, but Bousset is, and she's putting this argument in front of a judge. We will see what happens. The second path is simpler, but requires Jesse Butler to do what the statistics suggest he'll eventually do anyway. Screw up! His current probation terms include 150 hours of community service, daily check-ins, weekly counseling, no social media, and a curfew. He has to comply until his 19th birthday in August of 2026. If he violates those terms, he can be reclassified as an adult and face up to 10 years in prison. And here's the thing. He's already slipping. Court documents show he missed two mandatory check-ins. His excuse? He's forgetful. An eye issue. The judge noted it but didn't act. So far, Butler's been found in compliance despite the missed check-ins, which tells you something about how seriously this court is taking supervision. 10 years isn't 78. It's not the original exposure. But it's prison. It's consequence. And right now, it's the most direct path to Butler actually is facing with real accountability for what he was convicted of. The third path is the longest shot, but potentially the most significant, a federal grand jury. State Representative J.J. Humphrey, a Republican from Lane who spent 20 years working for the Oklahoma Department of Corrections, has been pushing hard for federal involvement. He wants an investigation into potential corruption in Payne County, witness tampering, obstruction, the kind of systematic issues that might explain how a case this documented, this violent, this clear, ended up with probation and community service. Humphrey said something that stuck with me. He's been around the criminal justice system for decades, and he said he'd never seen a case where the victims had to hire their own attorneys just to get charges filed. That's not normal. That's not how it's supposed to work. And when the system deviates that far from normal, you start asking why. The connections are impossible to ignore. Judge Susan Worthington, the special judge who granted youthful offender status, has two bachelor's degrees from Oklahoma State University. Butler's father held a leadership role in OSU's football program. Nobody produced evidence of improper contact or communication, but the optics are devastating. And in a town like Stillwater, where OSU is the sun everything orbits around, those connections raise questions even when they're not spoken out loud. A federal grand jury could examine whether any of this rises to the level of criminal conduct. It's unlikely. These investigations are very rare and require DOJ involvement, but it's not impossible. And if it happened, it wouldn't just affect Butler. It would affect everyone who touched this case. The fourth path is the one advocates are actively working towards: new victims coming forward. Any new allegations mean new charges. And he already has a track record. So, I understand there's probably a lot of fear of, gee, if I come forward, am I going to be treated the same way? Probably not. I'm going to say the odds are probably actually in your favor. And that's one of the few cases where you can walk into this going, oh, they really don't want another black eye. And you're coming at them like a missile. So if you actually had something happen to you involving Jesse Butler here, come forward. For yourself and for everyone else, you will be a hero. If there's any new charges, if anyone else comes forward with allegations, it means new charges, a fresh case, clean slate legally, no plea deal, no youthful offender status, no sealed records. If there are other women out there and the pattern of behavior documented in this case suggests there might be, their testimony could restart everything. Humphrey and others have publicly encouraged anyone with information to come forward. They've promised autonomy or anonymity and protection. Because here's the statistical reality that makes this more than speculation. Research shows that people who strangle their partners, they don't stop. They escalate. The data on this is unambiguous, and it's terrifying. According to the Training Institute on Strangulation Prevention, a woman who has been strangled by an intimate partner is 750 times or 750% more likely to be killed by that same person. Not assaulted again, killed, usually with a gun. Studies show that 43% of women murdered by intimate partners have been strangled by that partner before the murder. Another study found that stranglers are significantly more likely to kill not just their partners, but also children and police officers, because they don't know any limits. Now, I'm not saying Jesse's going to do that, but I'm sure anybody who saw him on the Little League team also said, Jesse's not going to do that, or her, or that to her. Not little Jesse. Casey Gwynn, who runs the Alliance for Hope International, put it this way. When a man puts his hands around a woman's neck, he has just raised his hand and said, I'm a killer. Jesse Butler didn't strangle one victim once in the moment of rage. According to court documents and police affidavits, he did it repeatedly, deliberately, to multiple girls, and filmed it. One victim told police He said he wanted to strangle her so he could film it on his phone and watch it again. And according to those same affidavits, he did exactly that. He set up his phone, choked her until she lost consciousness, and recorded it so he could watch it later. And police saw it, and the judge saw it, and the DA saw it. And they all said, hey, go pick up some trash on the side of the highway. Oh, wait. And even the trash pickup people said, that piece of shit ain't coming over here. We're not putting that piece of trash on our crew to pick up trash. He's too trashy for that. Literally, that's what happened. The trash cleanup crew that he applied to me for community service said no. No. Even the trash doesn't want him. A doctor who reviewed the case said 30 seconds more on Jesse's little strangulation filmmaking project. His victim would have been dead. That's not a mistake. That's not a teenager who got carried away. Based on documented patterns, multiple victims, repeated incidents, filming the assaults, escalating violence, this fits the profile that research associates with future lethality. And he's starting young. So you know he's going to be just a gentleman as he gets older. And the system's response is 150 hours of community service. No social media until his birthday. The fifth path isn't about prison. It's about accountability through civil litigation. The victims can sue. They can pursue damages in civil court regardless of what happens criminally. And here's the tell that Butler's team knew this was coming. He pled no contest. Not guilty. No contest. There's a reason for that. That's a plea specifically designed to accept punishment without admitting guilt. Because an admission of guilt can be used against you in a civil lawsuit, even though he's on film doing this. The kid's legal strategy was built with future lawsuits in mind before the criminal case was even resolved. They were planning for this. They knew the victims would come after him civilly, and they structured the plea to make that harder. It won't put him in prison, but it's accountability. And given that his court-ordered restitution so far has been $3,392 for two victims, 11 charges, and what should have been 78 years of exposure, accountability through the civil system might be the only kind these families actually see. Let me tell you what the DA's office has said in defense of all this, because they have responded and it's only fair to present their position. District Attorney Laura Austin Thomas released a statement claiming that only two of the 11 charges could have been filed in adult court. She cited evidentiary issues. She mentioned that the alleged crimes involved 16-year-olds in consecutive dating relationships and that the allegations surfaced after the relationships ended. Context, she says, impacts the evidence available for prosecution. Her office maintains that victims had the opportunity to share impact statements during the plea process and that decisions were made based on the law and the available evidence. She also suggests that consent was a complicating factor in the evidence. But here's where Bissett pushes back hard. And she points out, consent is generally not a defense to strangulation under the law. You typically cannot legally consent to being choked unconscious. If that argument holds, it doesn't matter what context the defense tries to, what sort of content or context the defense tries to construct here. Bissett's response to the DA's defense was pointed. If she filed these charges as an adult, as adult charges, she believed she could get a conviction as an adult. So why back off? Why not take it to trial? Why not let a judge make the ruling after evidence was presented? Huh? Either the DA overcharged, knowing she would negotiate it down, which raises serious questions about how charging decisions are used as leverage, or she had a winnable case and chose not to fight it. But why? Bissett clearly believes the latter. The DA maintains her office made the right call. The families are caught in between, and they're not buying the explanation, believe it or not. So where does this actually go? Well, all eyes are now to February 3rd of 2026. That's the next hearing. That's when Bousset's motion gets its day in court. If the judge finds merit in the Marcy's Law argument or the statutory argument about reverse certification, we could see this case reopened in ways nobody expected. Jesse's going to have to put on those shitty 1985 sunglasses again, because it's going to be so bright. It's got to wear shades. Between now and August 26, every day is a potential probation violation. Butler has already shown he's not taking the check-in seriously. If he slips again and slips badly enough that the court can't ignore it, he could be reclassified and sentenced as an adult. If new victims come forward, everything changes. So, Jesse, you better hope and pray that you didn't do this to anybody else. Because if you did... well, things aren't going to work out well. If the federal investigation gains traction, the entire Payne County apparatus could be under scrutiny. And if none of this happens, if Butler keeps his head down, checks in on time, does the community service, and makes it to his 19th birthday without incident, his record gets sealed. The charges disappear. He doesn't register as a sex offender. He walks into adulthood with a clean slate and no public record of what he did to those girls. But it is kind of interesting what is classified as a public record these days, isn't it? I always kind of go back to that, because anyone who's lived for a minute... when you think of public record, you think of legal record. You think of it being out there as a legal document. We live in a world where the public record quite oftentimes has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with this. It has everything to do with everyone talking about you and exposing you for the piece of shit that you are. And that shit don't go away. This video, the hundreds, the thousands of them that are out there now, screaming your name, people publicly talking about this and the horrific things that you did, Jesse, those will never go away. Interest will continue. Your name will be said. Your image will be shown. And this will haunt you for every breath you take for the rest of you, your life. Every move you make, every single day, it will be haunting you. Yes, it did kind of sound like the Police song a little bit, didn't it? You almost need the white suit to come dancing out of the on the stage with. So that's the bet the system's making right now, that he'll behave for 8 months, that the girls he assaulted will fade into the background, that the protests will die down, the media will move on, and Jesse Butler will become someone else's problem. If he becomes a problem at all. The research on stranglers says the risk doesn't go away. The statistics say victims of intimate partner strangulation face dramatically elevated danger. The documented pattern in this case, multiple victims, escalation, filming fits the profile that experts associate with future violence. But the court looked at all of that and decided that 150 hours of community service was the appropriate response there in Oklahoma. Rachel Bousset said something in her interview that I keep coming back to. Individuals who strangle are more likely to murder and more likely to reoffend. This puts an individual on the street without real punishment, who is likely to offend again and severely harm, if not kill, somebody. That's not speculation. That's what the data shows. And right now, the system is betting it won't be their daughter. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. Would love to hear them. Would love to read them. Please leave them. And, if you're on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. We do greatly appreciate that. A few minutes, a few seconds, really, just a few kind words would be so much appreciated if you agree with what we're talking about here today. That helps us grow in the rankings and lets other folks find us and become part of our community, just like you. So please do that. We do greatly appreciate it. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi, and we will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is Bowen Yang.
And Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers.
And Bowen Yang.
JBL wireless earbuds are for those who are the first to try something unique.
The first wireless earbuds on the market with a touchscreen case, which allows you to control your audio without reaching for your phone. They also have a touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control.
I love being able to touch my buds and control the volume.
With a built-in wireless transmitter that lets you plug and play with any device you want, JBL wireless earbuds connects you to all your favorite music, movies, and games.
The wireless transmitter also allows for JBL superior spatial sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
They've got a next-gen smart charging case for a seamless listening experience. Leave your phone in your pocket. The smart charging case has all the features you need to fully control and customize your listening experience and the earbud settings in multiple languages right from the case.
Use the smart charging case to see what song is playing or who's calling you, or personalize the tactile screen with your favorite photo.
Check the dynamic lock screen to get info on battery life status, time, messages, etc.
JBL wireless earbuds. Grab a pair at jbl.com.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is Bowen Yang.
And Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers.
And Bowen Yang.
JBL wireless earbuds are for those who are the first to try something unique.
The first wireless earbuds on the market with a touchscreen case, which allows you to control your audio without reaching for your phone. They also have a touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control.
I love being able to touch my buds and control the volume.
With a built-in wireless transmitter that lets you plug and play with any device you want, JBL wireless earbuds connects you to all your favorite music, movies, and games.
The wireless transmitter also allows for JBL superior spatial sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
They've got a next-gen smart charging case for a seamless listening experience. Leave your phone in your pocket. The smart charging case has all the features you need to fully control and customize your listening experience and the earbud settings in multiple languages right from the case.
Use the smart charging case to see what song is playing or who's calling you, or personalize the tactile screen with your favorite photo.
Check the dynamic lock screen to get info on battery life status, time, messages, etc.
JBL wireless earbuds. Grab a pair at jbl.com.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is Bowen Yang.
And Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers.
And Bowen Yang.
JBL wireless earbuds are for those who are the first to try something unique.
The first wireless earbuds on the market with a touchscreen case, which allows you to control your audio without reaching for your phone. They also have a touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control.
I love being able to touch my buds and control the volume.
With a built-in wireless transmitter that lets you plug and play with any device you want, JBL wireless earbuds connects you to all your favorite music, movies, and games.
The wireless transmitter also allows for JBL superior spatial sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
They've got a next-gen smart charging case for a seamless listening experience. Leave your phone in your pocket. The smart charging case has all the features you need to fully control and customize your listening experience and the earbud settings in multiple languages right from the case.
Use the smart charging case to see what song is playing or who's calling you, or personalize the tactile screen with your favorite photo.
Check the dynamic lock screen to get info on battery life status, time, messages, etc.
JBL wireless earbuds. Grab a pair at jbl.com.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is Bowen Yang.
And Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers.
And Bowen Yang.
JBL wireless earbuds are for those who are the first to try something unique.
The first wireless earbuds on the market with a touchscreen case, which allows you to control your audio without reaching for your phone. They also have a touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control.
I love being able to touch my buds and control the volume.
With a built-in wireless transmitter that lets you plug and play with any device you want, JBL wireless earbuds can connects you to all your favorite music, movies, and games.
The wireless transmitter also allows for JBL superior spatial sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
They've got a next-gen smart charging case for a seamless listening experience. Leave your phone in your pocket. The smart charging case has all the features you need to fully control and customize your listening experience and the earbud settings in multiple languages right from the case.
Use the smart charging case to see what song is playing or who's calling you, or personalize the tactile screen with your favorite photo.
Check the dynamic lock screen to get info on battery life status, time, messages, etc.
JBL wireless earbuds. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is Bowen Yang.
And Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers.
And Bowen Yang.
JBL wireless earbuds are for those who are the first to try something unique.
The first wireless earbuds on the market with a touchscreen case, which allows you to control your audio without reaching for your phone. They also have a touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control.
I love being able to touch my buds and control the volume.
With a built-in wireless transmitter that lets you plug and play with any device you want, JBL wireless earbuds connects you to all your favorite music, movies, and games.
The wireless transmitter also allows for JBL superior spatial sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
They've got a next-gen smart charging case for a seamless listening experience. Leave your phone in your pocket. The smart charging case has all the features you need to fully control and customize your listening experience and the earbud settings in multiple languages right from the case.
Use the smart charging case to see what song is playing or who's calling you, or personalize the tactile screen with your favorite photo.
Check the dynamic lock screen to get info on battery life status, time, messages, etc.
JBL wireless earbuds. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is Bowen Yang.
And Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers.
And Bowen Yang.
JBL wireless earbuds are for those who are the first to try something unique.
The first wireless earbuds on the market with a touchscreen case, which allows you to control your audio without reaching for your phone. They also have a touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control.
I love being able to touch my buds and control the volume.
With a built-in wireless transmitter that lets you plug and play with any device you want, JBL wireless earbuds connects you to all your favorite music, movies, and games.
The wireless transmitter also allows for JBL superior spatial sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
They've got a next-gen smart charging case for a seamless listening experience. Leave your phone in your pocket. The smart charging case has all the features you need to fully control and customize your listening experience and the earbud settings in multiple languages right from the case.
Use the smart charging case to see what song is playing or who's calling you, or personalize the tactile screen with with your favorite photo.
Check the dynamic lock screen to get info on battery life status, time, messages, etc.
JBL wireless earbuds. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables, bright-eyed berry or up and apple flavors.
Bright-eyed berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.